Moncrief on News Talk.
It's a good idea to go for a bit of a walk after dinner, but not just to burn off the calories from your third helping of pavlova. It's for domestic harmony and a more fragrant household, because the walk is your chance to let rip without damaging the sensibilities and the noses of those you love. A fart walk is highly recommended by those who know about this kind of thing. We're joined by the dietitian Orla Walsh. Good afternoon, Orla.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on to talk about farting. Yeah. It's probably not the first time I've been on the radio talking about farting, and it probably won't be the last either.
Okay, that's good. Well, then, that's why we asked you earlier, because obviously, you know a lot about it. But is it your fart walk? Should it take place if your evening meal is the largest meal of the day? Excuse me, is that when the fart walk should take place?
Yeah, so our digestion works better between the hours of 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. And really, we should be trying to eat most of our food then. The problem is these days, people barely eat during those hours and save most of their eating for after 5 p.m. And this is when our gut it's a bit more sluggish. So the fart walk becomes more needed these days with the way people are eating. But you would find you would need it less if you did bring more food to the first half of the day.
Right. And why is that? Why should we be eating before 3 o'clock, or most of our food before 3?
It's just our gut works better. So our enzymes work better, our insulin and sugar management work better, and even our microbes and our microbial bodies in our gut work better during those hours. And things just become more sluggish. So your stomach holds on to food a little bit longer and your gut becomes more sluggish in the evening time. And really, you want your gut moving regularly throughout the day. And it doesn't stop. It's always contracting, always pulling food through. But it's just a little bit of a walk after dinner will help things along even better. And we know that a 30-minute walk daily shaves 12 hours off gut transit time. So in other words, it speeds up the gut function considerably.
Right. OK, so if you have an evening meal and many people report that they feel like they've eaten a brick or there's kind of a heaviness there, a bit of a walk will help dissipate that feeling.
Absolutely. And we're finding that people are coming into the clinic with reflux, and we go through their behaviours. They're often having their big meal in the evening time, maybe, you know, slouching over and kind of reading a book or looking at their phone while eating dinner, which is kind of the same position as what you would be when riding a bike. So it's like eating your dinner while sitting on the saddle. But we also find that after dinner, people get up and they start loading the dishwasher or doing some laundry or things like that. And really what they're doing is putting their head down between their knees. And, you know, our stomach isn't resistant to gravity. So it is why a lot of people can experience quite considerable indigestion and heartburn after their evening meal.
So is your posture important while you're eating?
Yeah, absolutely. So the stomach that goes from our mouth down to the tube that goes from our mouth down to our stomach is just a muscular tube. The one that goes from our mouth into our lungs is held open by bones. But the one between our mouth and our stomach goes a little bit lax. And sometimes when you have a bit of a cold drink prior to eating, that can help. But we do find that posture is a big thing that people need to work on. That and simply how many chews they give each mouthful. A wonderful example of that is when people come in and say, you know, I find that apples irritate my gut. And I'm like, how are they when they're stewed and they have no issues? So again, people just simply aren't chewing enough. And that's where they're getting a lot of perceived intolerances from.
There may be people listening to us, Orla, saying, I won't go on a fart walk because I never fart. Now, is it humanly possible to get through one's existence without farting?
Well, generally, people fart 14 times a day. And when the gas, you see, what happens is the little bacteria in our colon, in our large intestine, eat fiber. And that's a really important step because they give that energy to our cell line, our colon lining. But as a byproduct of that, they produce gas. And the gas has three exits. You either fart it out, burp it out, or it seeps into your blood overnight and you breathe it out. And that's why people can get quite bloated as the day goes on. But when they wake up first thing in the morning, their stomach is most flat. And some people aren't very good at, should we say, burping. So some people can't burp at all, and they rely more on the two other ways to evacuate the gas. And some people are very good at farting, and they fart regularly. And I suppose it's, when it comes to farting, I suppose it's a problem if it's a problem. So if someone's farting, they feel too much, or if the gas is very smelly.
Okay. When you say people are good at farting, is this a skill you develop, or it's just, you know, innate to you?
Well, I'm sure it's a little bit of both, because you get a bit of a boule of bus after a good one when you're growing up. But, you know, there's just natural abilities with all of these things. I suppose we can blame genetics.
Okay, right. Okay. But you don't give lessons or anything like that, Orla, for people who are particularly ungifted in that regard.
I don't. I certainly don't. No, I steer well away from that. But I suppose, you know, farting can be a big problem for a lot of people, and they can actually have social anxiety as a result. So it is something we do take seriously. And there is a lot that can be done in terms of diet and lifestyle advice. But certainly the fart walk or walking daily will certainly help. But we also know things like yoga will and core work will help massage the gut too, and can really help relieve some of the gas that they're experiencing, but also the pain that they might be experiencing from the bloating.
Orla, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's the dietitian, Orla Walsh. And for people listening who are, you know, thinking about their meal this evening, you can just call it a walk, if you like.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.